Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. The last Heart to Heart broadcast, we talked about Cain jealousy. And the Lord wants us to know him, what his anointing can do. And I said some things about the anointing, how when you're anointed to do something, the thing that you do under the anointing is not normal. And you're the one that's anointed to do it. And people shouldn't make the mistake of being in competition with the anointing. When you're anointed, you outclass everybody else in that thing that you're doing. You have to keep, that's why it's so important to have the holy things in a holy manner. Now, the anointing is a grace. Salvation is a grace. It's a gift to us. We couldn't earn it. There's nothing we could do to earn it. And when people try to receive glory for doing something of God, they're trying to receive glory for something, for a gift. They didn't earn it. And then the abilities that God gives us, the gifts of the Spirit, we don't earn that either. That was a choice. That was a gift from the Holy Spirit. They're spiritual gifts. And they're fruits of the Spirit. When you're in his likeness, there are fruits of the Spirit. That's just as much a grace to us also, a gift. Didn't earn it. But because of the blood of Jesus, we are changed from and we can operate in holy things. And when people are jealous against others because of their gifts, that's misplaced jealousy. It's not a competition. We're one body. If I fail, you fail. If you fail, if we're one body, and somebody fail, and somebody laugh, that's like laughing at your hand after you've got it crushed under a lot of weight. The left hand say, well, the right hand shouldn't have been in the way. But now the whole body's weaker because now the right hand can't do what it used to do. And it's hurting. The house of God is one body. Every person is a part of Jesus now. Who would laugh at Jesus if he bumped his foot? Or fell off a cliff and scratched his knees? Who would laugh at him after all he's done for us? It's the same thing. The anointing is a gift. When I operate under the anointing, or anybody, the anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. So, I had my ability, and that was my limit. Then God gave me an anointing to do something in his ability. Now, if I stand right next to the Father, I'm expected to do so much, but God is expected to do all things. He can do anything. Now, he can give me his ability to do something. And that's a grace. I've always looked at it that way. I appreciate everybody that's anointed. People that are anointed to do other things, if I tried to do what they do, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be the same. Without the anointing, it wouldn't even work. I mean, if I pulled it off, it'll take me a lot longer and a lot more effort. What you can do under the anointing outclasses what a regular man can do of his own accord. But people are so geared to doing things their way, according to their expectation, belief system, habit system. And they continue to try to do things without, aside from what God is doing. When Zechariah pointed out plainly, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Those who truly build, they build according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And everybody, the people that operate in the permissive will only, they don't have a reference, a true reference of operating under the anointing. Only fragments. They're so geared to doing things out of their own mind. And the leaders that they had did the same thing. And then here comes somebody that always operates under the anointing. They're outclassed. That's why I said in the last broadcast, they are outclassed. It's not a comp. Even though I said that, it's not a competition, because I know for a fact that without the anointing of God, my best efforts is just a wish compared to what I do under the anointing. And when you yield yourself to operate under the anointing and do the instructions of the Lord, when you yield yourself to Him and you're anointed, and you're using the anointing, you activate, the anointing is activated, people are getting healed and blessed. Your words are structured so perfectly. I know for a fact that I can't do that of my own accord. Sometimes when I'm speaking under the anointing, I say things that I never thought about. The knowledge is coming through me. I'm yielding myself. I'm doing a work, but God is doing it through me. I'm probably just as fascinated as anybody that's listening. And people that don't know about the anointing, they'll think I'm a genius. They'll think I'm very smart. And I'm not. But anybody that yields to God and truly yields to Him, they'll look just as smart. And the reason people get jealous is because they can't do it. They keep struggling to do things in their own strength. And it's gotten in their heart. And the habit system comes out of the heart. Conquering the habit system, you have to change what's in your heart. You have to receive God's word in place of your thinking process. And the way you think can hinder how you receive God's word. And then when people, they feel inadequate because they can't do those things. And then Cain jealousy. Now they got to fight Cain jealousy. And I don't even like teaching about Cain jealousy, but these things have hindered the body of Christ, because somebody in under the influence of Satan, of course, they said that the miracles went out with the apostles because they didn't have the fortitude to go forward and yield themselves to God and get to know Him. They tried to use the holy things of God as a platform of pride, and you can't do that. And everybody that tried to do that, they caused a great snare against themselves. And then they put something in motion and their children have to deal with. It's hard for children to break free from the bondage of the parents, especially when they mishandle holy things. You know, that they'll have to remit those sins of their parents. And you know, they'll have to know that it's wrong and ask God to help them not mishandle the holy things. You know, parents can really destroy their children if they mishandle the holy things, if they speak against the anointing. Because, you know, you don't want that sin on your children. If you speak or act as an enemy against the things of God, You don't want to put that kind of curse on your children. Now, I taught my children, I said, when the Lord is, when you pray and ask the Lord for your wisdom, and He used people to answer you, thank God for those people. And don't doubt against them. You know, I used to teach them things as God gave it to me. And I taught my son, I said, a lot of people overlook people that they don't know. But if they're listening for the Holy Spirit, they'll hear what they need to hear. And if you expect anointed people to be perfect, then you're also going to miss the point. If the Lord pulls it off and gets a word through one of His vessels, and you feel like that vessel don't measure up, well, they got a word to you. They may not be as perfect as you like them to be, but they did get a word to you, and if you got enough sense to listen to it, you can benefit from it. And maybe over time they'll grow past the measure of commitment that you like to see. Everybody's growing. But see, when you're anointed, there are areas that you'll need to grow in. That goes for every point. Because we're growing from glory to glory. And every season we grow stronger. As we, some people had a much more negative situation than you did. They didn't have the kind of parents that you had. They may have come out of a much worse situation. You know, some people may not speak good English or good language because their parents may not have been educated, and they spoke poor English. But then they give their heart to Jesus and they love Him. And then God anoints them to do something. And normally they don't speak well, but then under the anointing they say the perfect things. And sometimes their English is broken, but the point gets across. If you judge against the anointed person and look at their faults, the enemy will tempt. He wants you to do it that way and miss the point and not receive what God said through the person you're looking down on. And if he can get you in that kind of pride, he can rag the rest of your life. See, proud people always fail. They get so far and get in pride, and then everything, they stall everything. They just ruin everything. Because the people that they've been a blessing to, once they get in pride, then the people that's looking to them, that don't know not to look to them, they'll start doing what they're doing, and you got a crop of the same kind of fruit. That's why an evil tree can't produce good fruit, and a good tree can't produce evil fruit. You know, plums are not poisonous, because the first plum tree was not poisonous. You may find a rotten plum on the tree, but that's not it. If something happened to it, it didn't come out that way. There was a point in time that it was all right. A worm got in it or something. But it's not like the kind of trees that produce poisonous fruit, because the poisonous trees were always poisonous. And we bear fruit after our type. That's why we need to continue to grow. And you know, people need to see you grow from glory to glory, because they'll see you depending on Jesus, and then they'll start depending on Jesus. But one of the worst things preachers do, men and women of God do, they act like they got it all together. If there's a fault, let people know that there's a fault, and pray get people to pray with you so you can kill it, so you can overcome it. A lot of people don't know how to overcome because people act like they got it all together. They're trying to save face. See, I use my testimony from time to time. And sometimes in my testimony, I'll show people what I went through to learn something, or how I learned it, or what was going on, how I prayed, how I asked the Lord to help me. Sometimes it comes out. And some people say, well, preacher, that'll make you look weak. It don't matter. People are going through the same things. Satan is busy tempting everybody the same way. And some people trying to save face, and they can make it look like they got it all together. And some people are yielding to the Lord and really learning and growing. That's all I did. And I overcame because of the grace of God. He graced me to grow. He blessed me. He helped me do it. I stood on His word. I listened. I listened to Charles Capps teach about confessions. Confessions helped me to receive the knowledge I need and focus it in my life. Kenneth Hagin taught faith, how to believe God, not just take something off Satan. Kenneth Copeland taught the same thing. They taught confessions. They were helpful. And the pastors of the day that I had, they would say encouraging things as I needed them to. When I was barely getting started, Reverend Rice taught about worry. And then, you know, in that message, I just said, well, there's no need to really worry when Christ is with you. Things was spoken from time to time to help me get started. My dad was a very dedicated man. He left me a treasure of dedication. Now, I lived in the house with him. I saw him study. I saw him drive an hour every week and an hour back. He'd spend the night in Utah, Alabama, and come back to Birmingham and go to work. I saw him get up and start making breakfast. I saw him take care of the family. I saw my mother have dinner ready every day. I saw them enjoy the work of God and not complain. I never in my life heard them complain about all the work that they did. They enjoyed it. They left me a legacy. And I'm not going to mess it up. And I taught my children. I pointed it out to my children, so that they can be dedicated in their families. And I want you to know that God loves you. If you're anointed, be anointed. And when you run into Cain jealousy, pray for the people that get sideways. They are being the enemy tempts people like that. Sometimes you can tell that they're resisting the temptation to be jealous. Some people are so mature they don't get jealous like that way. They're going to encourage you, and they know that people do get jealous. And some people will act on it. Sometimes the people that you really look up to will act on it. But forgive them. You know, when I saw how the Lord wanted us to forgive everybody, because He forgave us millions of sins, sometimes the enemy will try to get you sideways. Oh, because sometimes the people you look up to may get jealous, or may say something that you didn't expect. Now these become temptations and make you want to stop because it hurts. But you got to shake it off and keep going. All kind of things happen to me. I don't talk about every little detail, but a lot of things that way happened to me. But I kept going to the Lord and asking him how to handle it. And then when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, a lot of good things happened. A lot of good things happened. I said, Lord, I knew that when I almost got in a fight, and he spoke everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil, I was recharged in the Word of God. I learned something about his Word charging my heart. It built me up so that I'd have the strength. My heart wanted to love the guy, but I was angry, and I was at my lowest limit. And then the Lord spoke, and it charged my heart. And he could have did something like that before, but I could tell that it charged my heart and it gave me strength. So I learned something that I didn't know. See, when you receive the Word of God, it charges your heart. Some people, they'll be just as tempted as somebody else, but they don't fall for it because they continue to study the Word. And they can receive your Word because they've been receiving God's Word all along. And they can rise against their own jealousy. And then, you know, a lot of times good pastors, they'll sense the jealousy in the older people. And they'll say things to help the people come out of the jealousy. I've seen that happen. Because they're wise. They spend time with Jesus and they learn things, just like I did. And the Lord taught me that people can't do but so much. And you can't count on them to do but so much. And you have to love them where they are. So I used to be on guard to forgive people whenever it was necessary. In Sunday school, you know, yesterday, after everything was over, we were just talking. I said, you know, for a work, people have to handle holy things the right way. So there has to be people in place to protect the work of God. A lot of works of God stop because of Cain's jealousy and problems. And dissensions. People start saying things they shouldn't say and doing things they shouldn't do. And then they cause a dissension. And then they leave and somebody will leave and start another ministry and try to pull the other band's pastors' people away. All this foolishness. The work of God must be protected by people who love God. People who will contend for the faith. We were talking about that. And the Lord taught me to love his people, but I was always I live on guard to forgive people whenever it's necessary. It's kind of like a karate reflex. You know, people that do karate, they have a muscle memory. If you, you know, that was a guy who I first went to church with. And Mike was, he knew several forms of martial arts, and he used to guard the cars at church, and the pastor would give him a tape. I think he gave him a tape because he'd be out there guarding the cars. But one day I was a weightlifter, kind of stout. I was small, but I used to lift weights. I was in good shape. And I acted like I was going to punch him in the chest. He counted my punch, and he was standing very close to me, about a foot away. And he tapped me on the chest with his foot, standing as close as he was, no more than 2 feet away. I don't know how he did it. I didn't even see his foot. And it didn't even hurt. He tapped me with his foot from an arm's reach away. He counted my punch, which I wasn't going to hit him. I was just, you know, jabbing. And he counted it and tapped me on the chest before I saw his foot. I never really saw his foot, but I felt the tap of his foot. He was in such control of his body. I said, Mike, I ain't never going to do that again. Now, And it was his wife that used to read the proverb that really taught me how to follow God. She read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 every Sunday. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. And she read that every Sunday, and that word got in my heart. Well, when the word gets in your heart, your actions can be a reflex. You can, when people are excited or bothered, you can counter. You can forgive their sin and pray for them and mean it. So when people have the wrong attitude or Cain jealousy or whatever, you can do it God's way, and He will strengthen you. Now, I want this broadcast class to be a blessing. People, God loves His people, and anointed people can, you know, they are treasures. Everybody can't carry an anointing, but when somebody can, do all you can to encourage them. Just like you would want people to encourage you, because there are people out there depending on you. And we only have a short time left. So, as you follow God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It's not by might or power, but by His Spirit. Now, I'm out of time. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.